Whenever you want to make a new connection in a business environment, you usually follow up with a business card like this. Why doing this when you can do this? We're Team Simp, and we're revolutionizing the way professionals network by allowing them to transmit their contact details through a simple handshake. And I'm sure you've been there. You went to a conference, and you met a lot of interesting people. But in the end of the day, you were not able to put the business cards to hundreds of faces you were seeing that day. And this problem of data exchange and collection on conferences are faced by all parties. Conference organizers, for example, have a really hard time to remanage their events and get the insights they want to have. And businesses, they measure the success of their employees simply by the amounts of business cards they received and passed out. So we thought we needed to change that. So Constantine, Jacob, and I sat down a few months ago and tried to solve this problem. And we came up with digital business card apps and event management tools, but we thought social networking shouldn't be about downloading apps or tapping an NFC tag against somebody else's. So we created Simp. Simp is an analytics tool and a professional social network with a smart wearable at its heart. And if you have a Microsoft Band, you can simply use your own wearable to do the same thing. Our platform has two sides. The attendee side, which is all about our Simp timeline. As you can see, this is my timeline from yesterday night from the Tech Ready event. And you can see all my connections I've made. You see, Jonathan, I sent in a contact request. And he has not just responded yet, but Steph already responded, and I connect with her. So I can simply follow up and send a message like that. But this is not the real magic happening here. The real magic happens in our analytics tool. This is the data we collected last night from our stand. And you can see the countries and industries, the people who were interested in our product and came to our stands were from. So you can just click on these data points and see the people who came spoke to us. This is our current subscription plan. We have a free model that was the timeline, a pro version, and exhibitor version. And to show you how the pro version works, I would like to introduce you to Stuart Noakes, co-founder of TechHub Boston and Bangalore. We have been collaborating on this project, and he will be one of our first early adopters. And say he has a new event, and he would like to raise awareness for this event, he would simply go on our website, analytics website, search for the event he's looking for, looks for the metrics he likes to share, and downloads the metrics, and he can immediately upload again to LinkedIn or Twitter to start his campaign. So Stuart loves Simp, and you can see it's becoming standard on all TechHub events. But he's not alone. There are many other conference organizers who are eager to implement our technology as soon as it becomes available. And here's what they think.
As an organizer of events, one of the areas in which we're really keen to do is to prove value.
As someone who runs events all the time and is always looking for a way to capture data, and I'm really excited to hear more about this product.
I need this in my life. Really need this in my life.
So all of the people you just saw would prefer Simp to any of the other solutions that are currently on the market. And there are two simple reasons that set Simp apart from our competition. Simp is a centralized platform. It incorporates everything that a conference organizer will need in one place. As well as that, Simp is very intuitive. It wouldn't make you download any apps. It wouldn't make you touch your badges against different objects. And surely, it wouldn't make you scan other attendees as if they're supermarket items. Simp is so intuitive, it will do the job for you without you even noticing. Practically, it adds real-life human interactions to the Internet of Things. Now, when we were looking for a business application to this product, we needed a place where new connections happen at all times, where we could equip everyone in the room with our band. So we looked around, and we reached the conclusion that we have to target the events and conference market, which is worth $906 billion in the US alone. Now, conference organizers have a lot of problems. They still rely on subjective methods to prove the success of their events, such as social media reach or a number of tickets sold. Furthermore, they have no real way of managing their delegates' activity. This is where Simp can help. But let's not get the wrong message here. We have researched the market well enough to know that we can't expect to gain our revenue streams from conference organizers. We do provide incentive to both conference organizers and attendees, but they're just the vehicle to our success. Conference organizers we're going to use as our distribution network that would bring our product to the people. Attendees, they will build our user database that makes our information so valuable. The real group we're targeting is the one of the exhibitors. Exhibitions pay for conferences. An exhibition stand can cost as much as $20,000 for a day. And because stands are so expensive, we want to make sure that vendors never miss a lead again. All of their leads will be neatly collected in our timeline, ready to be exported to a CRM system. As well as that, we can even figure out a special group of missed opportunities, people that spend some time at their stand, but they couldn't interact with for one reason or another. Now, behind every smart business model stands a smart line of code. I will now let Jacob, our lead developer, tell you all about how System of Simp works.
Thank you, Constantine. So, there are three parts to the Simp technology. A wearable, a receiver, that's a Raspberry Pi, and a server. Our current hardware hardware stack consists of two parts, the wearable with our motion sensor as well as the Bluetooth module, and a Raspberry Pi, which collects the data from the from the wearables on the conference venue and sends them to the server. We chose Raspberry Pis for the cost effectiveness to collect data from our wearables. And when it collects the data, it sends it to our Microsoft Azure instance. And this is the system which just took place when Constantine and I shook hands minutes ago. We have two people wearing our wearable, and those wearables sense the handshake and inform the local receiver, which then sends the identification data as well as the motion data to our server, where the matching takes place. Our server is just a Linux top box with Ruby on Rails running on it, and we provide an API as well as a web interface, which is intuitive and accessible from any device. Now, this is a technical perspective on SIMP, and let's focus on the cloud part. We have a registration system, a handshake matching, and many more features. What's really, really, really important for our business customers is the analytics tools, because those are the ones that create value. You can see them on the bottom right. And we base those analytics tools on two core Microsoft products. Firstly, Microsoft Azure HD Insight, which provides us with an Apache Hadoop cluster where we can run our big data analytics. And those insights we create with our algorithms, we can visualize. And for that, we implemented Microsoft Power BI, which has a visualization framework, which is really easy to use and simple. And by the way, actually has just been released last Friday. So we had some fun over the weekend implementing it. And last but not least, there's Cortana Analytics Suite. So imagine, you know, going from a conference home and saying, Cortana, how many handshakes did I have today? Constantine?
Now you know what we're doing and why we're doing it. In the last 2 months, we built our first web app prototype and our first hardware prototype. But our journey doesn't end here. With Microsoft's help and the winning grant, we aim to go fast. We want to scale our team, create our first MVP, and with a big marketing push, we want to get to our first 50 partners in the first year.
Regardless of what we do, however, the revolution of SIMP cannot start without you. So if we made you believe in the concept of SIMP as much as we do, please join us now in tearing up your business cards, because this might well be one of the last times you'll ever need them. Thank you very much for your attention, and we'll be happy to take questions at our time later on.
Thank you.